Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, news listeners. It's Monday, and it's time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I hope you had a good weekend. It's brand new month, too. It's the 1st of February, 2021. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Apple TV Plus subscribers. Yes, I'm talking about all 552 of you. Did you get a notification? Well, if you didn't, you should have. That's because Apple has notified subscribers of its Apple TV Plus streaming service that they'll continue to get those refund credits until June of this year. Basically, Apple has extended its free year-long trial of Apple TV Plus. Now, we all know trials were included when you purchased, say, a new Apple device, an iPhone, iPad, Mac, or an Apple TV, of course, and that was actually supposed to expire November of last year. Apparently, Apple thought, let's be a little bit more generous and continue it. However, though, for some users out there, they already started paying for the service. So Apple is giving those customers refund credits. You should get a little monthly email saying you'll have a credit. That credit, by the way, $4.99, or of course the equivalent of whatever your local currency is, and will automatically be applied for each month the subscriber is charged between February and June. Now, yes, yep, I did say credit, not refund. That means you're going to be having to purchase stuff in the App Store you probably wouldn't need in the first place. Sticking with Apple news and Chrome. We actually mentioned this last week on the news show about the Chrome extension for iCloud passwords. Now, we didn't really know how long it was going to take to get that little extension, but hey, here it is Monday and they're trying to cheer us up already. That's right, the official extension for Windows and Mac users of Chrome. You can now use passwords stored in your iCloud keychain. Now, the release of this extension means that if you've used Safari to automatically generate strong passwords on other platforms, those will now be available to you in Chrome and will be beneficial for a lot of people that have to bounce back and forth between the Mac and a Windows machine. A nice thing, too, also, since you'll be hopping back and forth between two different platforms, passwords that are created in Chrome for Windows will also be synced back to iCloud, so they'll be available also on all your Apple devices. Now, Chrome users, if you're needing to grab it, it's there now. You're not getting that 404 error anymore on the webpage. Go grab iCloud passwords in the Chrome Web Store, install it, hey, and you're good to go. Finally. Now, of course, we mentioned that iPads, iPhones, yeah, pretty big sellers last year. You know, being the fact that we're all kind of stuck at home right now. But it wasn't the only thing that flew off the shelves last year. We were just talking about Chrome. Well, let's talk about the books. Yes, it seems Chromebooks had an incredible uptick in 2020. So much so that over 30 million devices shipped last year. How big a growth is that for Chromebook? 80% compared to 2019. Funny enough, though, it was pretty much these devices, you know, tablets, Chromebooks, phones, you know, that seen the uptick. When it came to, you know, PCs, no, not so much. Only 11%. And of course, the biggest purchaser, yeah, those folks over in education. Chromebooks are actually big sellers in the education market already, and all the more now that those little kiddies are at home. So it kind of made sense for the education sectors, yeah, to get Chromebooks over, say, iPads or even Windows machines. Because Chromebooks, yeah, a lot cheaper. Got a story? No one else is listening? Please send it to us. I mean, really, please send it our way. Particularly on Mondays. You can do it at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website? Yeah, it's still there, britishtechnetwork.com. And it's there because of those fine folks over there at TSO Host. They suck up the bandwidth for the British Tech Network. So if you're looking for some web hosting, go give them a try, tsohost.com. You can find us on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow with, I hope, a heck of a lot more news. We'll see what we can dig up in the next 24 hours, but until then, hope you're starting your week off well. Have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.